Today, the big insurance company, American International Group, acknowledged some improper bookkeeping, and the company said it will delay its financial reports while a thorough review is completed. AIG's bookkeeping has been under investigation by New York State and federal authorities. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the inquiry now has touched one of the nation's best-known businessmen.
Warren Buffett is expected to meet with regulators the week after next to answer questions about two transactions between AIG and a reinsurance company owned by Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Corporation, General Re. Those transactions are at the center of a probe by New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The investigation has already forced the resignation of AIG's Chief Executive Officer, Hank Greenberg. Investigators are studying two exchanges in 2000 and 2001 in which General Re transferred both insurance premiums and claims to AIG. The premiums and claims both totaled $500 million. Accounting Professor Brett Truman of UCLA's Anderson School says AIG was able to add that amount to its reserve accounts, even though the deals had no effect on the company's bottom line.
So this is a wash to AIG in terms of income. In this case, it looks like they were doing it to boost their reserve level.
In order to do that legitimately, Truman says, there has to be a real risk that AIG would pay out more than $500 million in claims.
Apparently, the SEC is questioning whether or not there's at least that much risk transfer going on.
In a statement today, AIG acknowledged that its accounting for the transfers was improper. In light of the lack of evidence of risk transfer, the company said, the transaction should not have been recorded as they were. The Wall Street Journal reported today that Warren Buffett was told about the transactions before they took place. The journal quotes an unnamed source who says Buffett believed the transactions could be done properly. Berkshire Hathaway issued a statement yesterday saying Buffett was not briefed on how the transactions were to be structured or any improper purpose. The statement added that Buffett leaves operating decisions to his business unit managers. Buffett is the second richest man in the world, worth $44 billion, according to Forbes magazine. The Oracle of Omaha, as he's known, is famous for the homespun wisdom he offers each year in his letter to shareholders. This year's letter warns against runaway deficits and calls for better accounting of stock options. It also highlights what Buffett calls an important business guideline: stay with simple propositions. Scott Horsley, NPR News.